Most of the delegates attending tomorrow's conference on Middle East peace have arrived in Annapolis, Maryland, in the United States, while President George Bush will meet Israeli and Palestinian leaders today. Syria and Saudi Arabia promised to attend the talks, although Damascus will send a deputy minister rather than their foreign minister. Washington says the hard work will only begin afterwards, when Israel and Palestinians must tackle the issues at the core of the conflict, namely Palestinian refugee rights, Jerusalem, security, and the borders of a future Palestine. However, the Islamist movement Hamas said Palestinians will not be bound by any decisions taken at the conference. Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger, an expert on the Holy Land, spoke to us about the talks.
Realistically, over the long term, even over the medium term perhaps, peace between Israel and Palestine to be stable and secure will need to be accompanied by peace between Israel and Syria and Lebanon. In such a way, responding to the vision of the Arab League summit of March 2002, which offered a complete peaceful normalization of relations between the Arab world and Israel once the controversies, the conflicts, have been settled between Israel and her remaining Arab neighbors. They do not yet have peace with it. The rest of the international community, by being present or represented there, it is a necessary support under all sorts of aspects, not least because peace between Israelis and Palestinians will require huge expenditure.